Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for our birthright to be righteous in your sight as your children in right standing with you. And thank you. Thank you for this new and this better covenant that has brought us into our destiny, brought us into our birthright in Christ Jesus to be holy and blameless in your sight in love. And so we thank you. We thank you for this. And thank you, Lord, that as the word says, Lord, as we, you've done everything so that we can stand, Father God, stand in our righteousness, stand in the plans that you've got for us, stand in your will according to that which is written in the scroll for us, Lord, our names that we can rejoice in, Lord. So thank you, Lord. We dedicate this day again to you, Lord. Your will be done. Your plan in Jesus' name. You the potter, we the clay, Father God. So we rejoice in you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Psalm 143 from the TPT, My Humble Prayer. King David's poetic song when he was chased by Absalom. Lord, you must hear my prayer, for you are faithful to your promises. Answer my cry, O righteous God. Don't bring me into your courtroom for judgment, for there is no one who is righteous before you. My enemies have chased and caught me and crushed my life into dust. Now I'm living in the darkness of death's shadow. My inner being is in depression and my heart is heavy, dazed with despair. I remember the glorious miracles of days gone by, and I often think of all the wonders of old. Now I'm reaching out to you, thirsting for you, like the dry, cracked ground thirsts for rain. Amen. Pause in his presence.
Amen. So it's just so wonderful. You know, the Bible promises us the sure mercies of David in Isaiah 55. And it says that we must come. We must come away. The wicked man and the unrighteous they don't have God's thoughts and they don't have his ways. So he says, come and I will abundantly pardon you. And why? To have his thoughts, to have his ways. We see also Jesus, he tells Peter at one time, he says, get behind me because you have not the thoughts of God but the thoughts of man. So we can see God wants his children to have his thoughts. You have children to walk with your children, that you can enjoy your children and your children can enjoy you. But if your child is rebellious and he's just listening to other voices and he doesn't want to listen to your words that bring about your thoughts and your intents, your thoughts and your ways, there's a problem. And this is why Jesus has come. The word came to accomplish that which it was sent for. And why was Jesus the Word of God, the thoughts and intents of God sent? To bring us back. And he has done this. Everything has been accomplished. And it's now we just stay. We have surrendered. We have been born again. We fulfilled all the requirements to stand. To stand in what? To stand in the righteousness of God. And now that's been born again, that's receiving the new heart, circumcised in the heart. It's understanding we now in the kingdom and we represent the kingdom, that we are citizens, that we are now the citizens, this new nation of born again believers, this new church, not a made of stone, but we are the church and we are put on the foundation of Jesus Christ, the apostles and the prophets, and we play a part. So this is why we draw close every morning, so that our part can be written on our hearts and on our minds, so that we can stand in the righteousness of God. I love Ephesians 1 verse 3. It blessed the Father to bless us with every spiritual blessing. And then he says, what is the spiritual blessing? Spiritual blessings is according to that before the foundation of the earth, we were predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless in his sight in love. And so that has been restored. the deception that came in through the devil, through Adam, has now been dealt with. One man came for all. One man paid the price for all. One man rules for all now. So as we stay in tune as a bride with the bridegroom, as the branches with the vine, as the body part with the head of the body, we develop on schedule and we stand. So the goodness is here, and we have given ourselves over to this goodness. We don't want our own will. We want the Father's will, because His Father has provided for His children an inheritance, a destiny, a part in the kingdom. And this comes to us in a daily bread, as daily He brings about His wisdom, so that daily can bring about His plan, and daily can bring about the provision that is needed for us to walk now in the footsteps of Jesus and do the works that Jesus done. Amen. Be blessed, because you are blessed. Arise and shine and stand in the righteousness of God. Amen.
Amen.